Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
What's up, you dumb son of a bitch? Jeez.
Thursday. Not Friday, man.
Jeez, Louise, God.
You got a kid coming. Yeah, you got to get those out.
I got to get it out now. Yeah, I can't say that to my kid. I'm insulting both her and my wife.
You know. What are you going to do?
What?
Because you got to shape up a little bit, right?
Yeah, but no, see, what it'll be is then, like, when I'm not around my kid, it's going to be so much worse. That's what it's going to be.
It's all going to come out?
I'll go over to your folks' house without the kid, and it'll just be,
my dad will love it.
It's terrible. It's absolutely
man, I really love that Brock guy. He's like another son to me, but damn, he swears a lot.
Got to get it all out, man. I got to get it all out. I just pepper it in there. I pepper it in there in the conversation. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I digress. We got to keep her moving. Folks, it's time for your morning dump part deux.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up. Well, sad news. If you didn't hear this in the morning dump earlier, Hustler magazine founder and First Amendment crusader Larry Flint died yesterday. It was a sudden illness, according to his manager. He was 78 years old. Flint launched Hustler in 1974 to focus on an area that Playboy was overlooking. I don't know what the booty hole? Is that what he's talking about? Good Lord.
The balloon nut?
Yeah, whatever it was. Obviously, we've talked about this. The Hustler magazine is something that needs to be eased into, okay? That's not the first thing a youngster should find, okay? It's too aggressive.
Let's just go through our past. So what did it start with, Brock? It started with...
The Sears catalog,
Leisure Suit Larry, I think.
That was a little bit later on. No, it started with the Sears catalog. Okay, I went from interested in the toy selection to interested into the broad panty selection, and I'm like, I'm looking at toys, Ma. I'm looking at toys.
So you were circling your toys. You accidentally circled the bra too.
Yeah. Oh no!
She's gonna know.
I gotta rip this page up, but then she's gonna see the page ripped out. No, Ma. The magazine came with that bra circled. I don't know what she's talking about.
So went from that to what? To Leisure Suit Larry, then.
No, I went from that to the Playboys that I found in the hunting cabin back behind our property. Yeah. The old 70s and 80s, early 90s Playboys.
It's like a waypoint in Brock's life. It's like a staple. Like I remember like it was yesterday.
It was. I really do. Our neighbor, he had this chunk of land behind the farm that I grew up on, and he had this awesome little hunting cabin. You know, it was great, man. And there was an outhouse there, and the key was in the outhouse. It was up above the door frame.
Are you really painting a picture right now first time you masturbated?
So we got we figured out where the key was. But yeah, we'd go in there, and then it was in, you remember the old magazine wood racks, like the old wood racks sat next to the toilet, right?
Oh, yeah.
He had one there, and it was chock full of vintage Playboys. And that's what we flipped through. And I remember distinctly, dude, I will never, ever forget this. There's this one episode, and it was this blonde chick, and she was in like a cowboy outfit. And when I say that, it was like a way too small, like
cowboy
brown vest with fringes on it and a little cowboy hat and then nothing else. I ripped out a couple of the pages. I folded them up real nice, and I put them in the back of a CD case because you used to be able to open up the back of the CD case. Yeah, that's where I had them hidden. Yep.
The thought process.
Oh, dude.
You know, the hiding spots, you know.
See, that's it. Kids now, or kids, I shouldn't say, youngsters, you know, we're spoiled. A couple clicks of a button, you're online and you can see whatever you want. Yeah. I had to literally go on an adventure. I had to trek across hills and through forests and jump over streams in order to find a Playboy, for God's sakes.
I used to bury my porn.
Yeah. Yeah, I cut out above inside my closet, above the frame of the closet. I dug into the plaster. All right, I made a little cubby hole above there to hide my contraband.
If you took the Jim Morrison poster off of Brock's bedroom wall, he had a treasure map of where his porn was buried into those woods.
It actually, I dug through the wall. I did like Andy Dufresne did in Shawshank Redemption. That's right.
You would think this guy had like $1 million, but no.
No, it's just porn. It's ripped up Playboy magazines. That's all it was. That's all it was. But yeah, there's a progression. Like, Hustler should be like fourth down the line or something like that.
Yeah, you don't want to start with that. You'll probably end up in jail, you know.
Yeah.
Later on in life.
The kid that found the Hustler magazine first, yeah, he definitely committed some arson crimes. That's what happens.
He hung out at ISS for a few times in school.
He smoked meth a time or two, okay? Lastly, let's talk about this. There's a huge asteroid that's flying past the Earth, hurling past us. Don't worry, though. NASA says it's not going to hit us, all right? It's 1.25 million miles away when it flies by. Here's the thing, though. Do you think they would tell us if an asteroid was coming?
I don't think so. I really don't think they would. Especially if you couldn't do anything about it. Like, they're not going to say anything. Guys, think about this, too. It's a terrifying thing to think about. But there are a lot of worse ways to die, I think.
Than an asteroid? No, see, I want like a good, because my stance on this. If I'm going to die, everyone else has to die, okay?
that's a selfish stance from Brock. I'm just saying lights out, but.
You sons of bitches are coming with me. That's what it is. I don't know, but maybe they wouldn't tell us so they could take all the higher ups, like all the smarter people and everything, and the presidents and everything. And would they send them up into like the International Space Station? Would they put them underground so we can rebuild?
I don't think so. I think depending on how big the asteroid is, if it's big enough, there's nothing you can do. Even if you go up to the ISS is going to get blown away.
Yeah.
Moon's probably going to get blown away because it has nothing to orbit around, you're done. You're done. You're dead. Yeah. There's no other choice, no matter who you are. Michael Jordan, the president, you're all dead.
Well, I hope they do tell us so I can spend my remaining days before imminent death flipping through my Hustler magazines that I have stored up in my garage in the secret cabinet that my wife doesn't know about. All right? That's what I want to do.
You want an asteroid to hit the Earth knowing Tom Brady won the very last Super Bowl, huh? That's what you want?
That's right. I'd rather live in a world where everyone is dead than live in a world where everyone calls Tom Brady the GOAT. All right, that's what I want.
This world sucks.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Take me now.
All right, that's your morning dump part due. As always, brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.